Okay, hello, and welcome back to another episode of All Consumed.
On a roll.
We just had a couple of rolls. I'm Chris Osborne, and I'm here with...
I'm Neil Davey.
And where are we, Neil?
We are in the Montpellier in Peckham.
Yes.
A long time since I've been down to Peckham, because there's a little, pop-up, I suppose you call it. It's called Whole Beast.
Whole Beast, and it is fantastic.
It's really, really good. Probably not so much for vegetarians or vegans.
Well, they have a good list. Even had one of the vegetarian dishes, and there's some vegan stuff on there. It looks actually delicious, but we mostly came for the smoked meats.
We did. There's an aged cheeseburger, a smoked bratwurst hot dog with bone marrow onions, which were super. A little pimento cheese.
Redneck caviar. Yeah, first time I've ever seen pimento cheese on this island, aside from the time I've made it for myself. So it was good.
Really good.
Yes, there's a very good menu. Seems to be focusing on smoking. really nice tacos. But yeah, that cheeseburger was great. That smoked bratwurst was amazing. I would come back, order everything again, but there's other things on the menu I'd be equally keen to try.
Maybe another taco. Who knows at this stage?
Tacos for dessert.
Last time. I guess we're exploring little villagey bits of London as well.
Getting around. Yeah, Peckham and Chiswick.
Yeah.
Chiswick was our last episode. Two different cities, really. And I guess you could kind of say they are two different towns, two little different areas, but both great for food. I know Peckham's a great place for food and drink. I've had some yummy meals down here.
Yeah, we've got the begging bowl just at the end. They're the really good Thai. The Victoria, which was the originator of the meat wagon, which became the Meat Easy, which became meat liquor.
JB Soul Food, excellent jerk chicken and Caribbean dishes. Just a nice kind of melting pot area of South London.
It's nice. I do wonder. Kind of walking down there with some very, very nice properties. Mm. Yeah, they must have hated Only Fools and Horses.
That was in Peckham, wasn't it? Yeah.
Put across a very, very different side of Peckham.
Yeah, well, that was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But more recently, Neil, what have you been up to, dude?
Good question.
That's why I asked it.
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
But being good and chilled, I think it's nice to have a little reboot every now and again after the... So still trying to enjoy weekends, which is, a very good policy. It's nice to actually take some proper time off, do some things. It's good.
Relaxing?
Just give yourself a little bit of time. I think it's so easy just to kind of go, be flat out, and particularly self-employed. I might end up working at weekends and then... each day rolls into the next. So it's really nice we're here on a Wednesday lunchtime to be able to celebrate the things like this is why I went self-employed. So I could travel an hour across London and come and have a really good cheeseburger. But apart from that, the biggest thing I've done probably was going to see Crowded House.
Oh, yes. All right.
Somewhere in a field, somewhere just outside Reading, a place called the Wasing Estate.
Was this like a festival?
No, they've done a series. They started last year. Apparently, they started doing like a week of kind of open air concerts. And it's like a natural. It's like a little. There's a hillside and a little valley and another little hill, and they've built a little stage in there. Really nice acoustics, and they programmed a week of different live acts. Crowded House were on one night. Paolo Nutini another. Underworld were playing one night, which would have been the Born Slippy. Guys from Train Spotting, the lager ones. Yeah, they were doing probably some 30th anniversary tour or something horrible. As they said, they got chatting to the chef. We were in there's like a VIP bit which had a little bit of like picnic seating and some food and a nice bar and stuff, and a kind of more general area downstairs. We were in the VIP bit, and the guy said, we haven't sold much for the VIP for Underworld. Everybody wants to be. They go, they're all going to be like 50, 60, but kind of in this mosh pit.
Yeah, but not very important.
Yeah. Really nicely done. Really nice setup. Very, very good. Great to see Crowded House. Haven't seen them for a long, long time. Possibly my favorite band of all time.
Really?
Just Yeah, and the new album, Gravity Stairs, is super. It's so haven't so there've been a couple since over the last sort of 4 or 5 years. There's which I've kind of listened to a couple of times and haven't really engaged. This has been a kind of heavy rotation. I remember somebody saying once about Neil Finn as a songwriter has this ability. He doesn't write songs, he plucks them out of the ether. They're songs that have always existed and we've always been aware of, and he's the one that puts them down on paper and plays them, which is why they kind of resonate. And this, Gravity Stairs is an album. It feels like it's 11 songs that feel like they've been around forever.
Yeah.
Proper sequel to Together Alone, which I think is possibly their finest.
Okay.
Their crowning glory, their crowning achievement. And they're back later in the year. So I'm playing, playing some other gigs.
My partner was saying that. She's a big fan, actually, as well. Yeah.
Down in Brighton.
Might be something there for us to consider. Yeah.
So what about you? You've also been doing a little culture.
Yes. Yeah. I went out last night, saw a screening of the new Yorgos Lanthimos film, Kinds of Kindness, starring Jesse Plemons, Emma Stone, Willem Dafoe, and some other really incredible actors, and saw a screening at the Barbican. It was followed by what they call a screen talk. And it was billed as having the filmmaker Lanthimos and also Jesse Plemons there. But then once everybody's seated and they're about to show the film, someone came out and said, oh, by the way, Emma Stone is here as well. So that was very exciting. I think she's phenomenal.
Yeah.
A lot of people are probably, I guess, Lanthimos' most famous film is probably The Lobster.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are familiar with his film before this, Poor Things, for which Emma Stone won an Oscar.
Yep.
If you like those, same kind of vein, maybe a little drier and even weirder and bit grotesque. At times, and just the the sort of like little warning thing you see before a film says brief strong sex. It was brief and strong. It was really fun to see. It was fun to see them after a great movie. Maybe not to everyone's taste. I've seen some seem to be rave reviews and not rave reviews.
I like that. Yeah. I like when something splits the room.
But I liked it at the time, and just as soon as the screen, I was over my partner, and just as soon as the screening was over, she asked me if I liked it. I was like, yeah. She said, why? I was like, because I didn't know what was going to happen next. But then since then, I've just been thinking about it, and just like even our conversation, going home after the cinema, coming up with other connections and things like that. Really fun film. Three separate stories with all those actors just playing different roles. And Willem Dafoe particularly, I mean, that guy just read a menu to you and it's going to be captivating. Emma Stone does a great performance. Jesse Plemons, I think,
he's a great actor. Phenomenal. He's one of those, it's good that I think people are starting to remember the name, which is
And my experience has been, hey, that was fantastic.
Really,
thank you
really
so much.
Great. Thank you so much.
My experience with him is that he's usually an asshole, like a bad guy. And in this, he kind of had more sympathetic roles. And so that was interesting to see as well. He's got a great range. Yeah. Anyway, so that was a lot of fun. And since we're speaking about culture, I feel like in our last episode, the only thing I mentioned that I did in Crete was eat, which I did a lot of. But I think I would be remiss if I didn't mention the fact that the main reason that brought me there was just the history and the ancient history. And two things that were amazing about that trip was visiting the archaeology museum in Heraklion. And what was cool about it was that most of the stuff there came from the Knossos Palace, and visiting there and then putting the two in context together as a as one thing was just really, really amazing. So I just thought I'd mention that. I don't think I mentioned that on our last podcast.
I don't think
podcast.
You did. Yeah. No, we did talk food. Yeah. We talked food a lot.
We got excited.
I suppose, but then you did sort of refer people back to your Instagram, which is still dotted with.
Yeah, but it's
amazing,
cool because like you'll be looking at something
things.
In this museum in Heraklion. It's a pretty big city. And you'll just be looking at these like ancient statues, and then you'll read the little, description for it. It'll say, this might be the oldest depiction of a goddess known to existence and things like that. You're like, okay.
Okay.
And you go to like the palace at Gnosis and you're looking there and like, this might be the oldest known road in existence in the world. You know, just a lot of stuff like that. Really, really neat.
Wow.
So it's not just the food. But the food was great there. And listen to our last episode to hear me rave about that. Yeah.
That's good. It's I know that was one of the things, the driving force for you to go to.
Yeah, and it was worth it. It was really, really amazing.
The food.
Yeah.
As you said, was it everywhere you went? I'm like, oh, that's amazing. Oh, you think this is amazing.
You like this, you should try Crete.
Yeah.
And I did, and it was true. Anyway, but speaking of food, you've been eating well?
Yeah, it's been about the only thing I've been doing. Went to a restaurant called Pearly Queen.
Okay.
Which is Tom Brown, who has, I think he still currently has, but is about to shut Cornerstone in Hackney.
I'm really sad to hear that.
The Michelin-starred kind of seafood thing. Not sure the reasons why Cornerstone is going. I suspect it is the usual 2024 dilemma of rent and rates and sheer cost of everything. However, Pearly Queen has a very similar vibe, quite relaxed, massive focus on seafood, as the name implies. Big range of oysters, fantastic raw, grilled, some fried buffalo oysters, which were phenomenal.
That sounds good.
And also pickled oysters,
which
I'd not contemplated before, as far as I know. But fantastic. Simple, straightforward wine list. Great service. A really, really good front of house. I see very, very funny, very efficient.
And that's where? Where's Pearly Queen?
So it is. Is it Commercial? I always get this wrong. Commercial Road, Commercial Street, kind of the other side of Spitalfields.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Sure. Sort of down. Sure, yeah. Yeah, I was interested. I went for a drink beforehand in a hotel stroke bar called the Culpeper.
Okay, yeah,
which is lovely, but really odd for me. So I used to work just around the corner, and many years ago it was called the City Dart. It was the sort of place where your feet stuck to the carpet as you went in.
Ah.
But they had a load of dartboards upstairs, so I used to go with a work colleague and play darts two or three times.
There's a great Filipino restaurant around there called U Kitchen, YUU, okay. Which is really good. Well, or it was,
really,
anyway.
And it's the other thing, really, I've been looking at some great social media feeds. I've been told because of the university being around there and Allgate, there's a lot of Asian students taking places there now, which means there's like a whole new Chinatown that seems to have kind of sort of sprawled through.
Yeah.
That side of Spitalfields and that, and going down towards
Auckland.
Okay, yeah. Lot of great looking noodle places. I hear some really good stuff. So I think the next area to go and explore for me is probably some of those. And so yeah, there's a couple of social media feeds that I found that seem to be really focusing on that. So calls for celebration, hopefully.
Okay.
What about you?
Well, speaking of Chinese food, that part of town, and also about a restaurant in Hackney Wick, right around the corner from Cornerstone, is a place I've been meaning to try for a while, Luke Brothers Convenience Store, and in Hackney Wick, literally right around the corner from Tom Brown's restaurant, and it's fantastic. It is like a little convenience store. You can go there and get like sriracha sauce, instant ramen, different things like that. But you can also go there, and they've got a little cooked menu. They make their own dumplings, do some other noodle dishes, things like that. And I got some pork dumplings on a bed of cold sesame noodles, and it was fantastic. It's right on the same little strip in Hackney Wick as one of my favorite pizza places, Slice Club. And it was great. I'm going back there again. It's a very pleasant bike ride for me. I was passing through on my way back home from work, actually, and stopped there, and just great. People were really lovely. They were playing some great Alabama Shakes as I came to order. So, like, even the soundtrack was perfect for me.
That's a good sign.
It's wonderful.
Good, because the since Poons, where we did an episode some time ago, the little dumpling place on Charlotte Street.
Not as extensive as a menu, but what I had there was as good as what we had nice. At Poon's.
Yeah.
Juan Tanaria.
Yes. Yeah. That's the one. Yeah. And you've also been, there was somewhere else that we've been talking about, Walthamstow.
Raya Asian Street Food. You clued me into this one.
Yeah, it was Lizzie Mabbott, actually, again, a bit of social media, the positive side of social media, saying there are little bits of Instagram. I've come off Twitter, I've come try and stay away from TikTok, because TikTok just...
Yeah, I've never really got into it.
And just find the algorithm is terrifying on TikTok. You just get dragged into all sorts of dark rabbit holes. But Instagram, I managed to refollow a lot of the great sort of food people from the early days of blogging, where
Hollow Legs.
And so Lizzie, Hollow Legs. She'd recommended this place. I mentioned it to you.
Because I live in Walthamstow, and it's a place I have gone by literally probably hundreds of times. It's on the main high street, very near the station. And it just did not look worth looking at. But then based on that, and you mentioning, I went in there. It was fantastic. It had the roti canai. It was great. I think I was telling you before we recorded there, a couple of people sitting there having their lunch looked like they were having a religious experience. They're so happy. There were probably 7 or 8 people there and probably 6 or 7 different nationalities represented. Real cross-section of that part of London.
Well done, London.
Food was great. Service was great. A little grubby, but in like a good way. And I'm going back there. I'm kind of waiting for you to come over if you want.
Yeah, we can go there together. That's their proper troll through the menu.
Yeah, if you're coming my way, and it was between sort of like Burnt and some other places in Leighton, I'm recommending to you.
Yeah.
Hackney Wick for the pizza and the dumplings, or Walthamstow. I don't know which one I would choose of those three. So maybe some multiple businesses.
It feels like London's got this little bit like the early days of Twitter and the early kind of days of that sort of food scene, from going back to probably about 20 years now, isn't it? It feels like there's a little bit of excitement again, and maybe that people are opening unusual, interesting places, or they're being pushed a little bit further out of town. Or that it is, celebrating their own, home nation's cuisine or whatever it may be. But it's seems to be lots of little pockets of these springing up again, which is really good to see.
I would say, with respect to Raya Asian Street Food, it's just a good Malaysian restaurant. There's some Indonesian stuff there and everything, but not reinventing the wheel, just making a really good wheel.
Yeah,
that's delicious. Yes,
that's what we want. It's nice, and I do like the fact that someone has gone into somewhere that looks so unpromising. And not gatekeeping. I think there's been a certain amount of that of late,
so
which is really nice.
Seems like it's getting some proper recognition from people who know what they're eating, but there's not a lot of hype involved. So that's good. I've been eating well recently and haven't really gone anywhere, just mostly in and around London and very close to where I live, actually, too. So great.
Yep.
Was worth coming down here for this.
This was great. So funny, actually, I was out in for a friend's birthday, went out to the old Pack Horse in Chiswick. Fairly conventional.
What was your date's name?
So the old Pack Horse.
Oh. Also
coincidentally the same name as the pub.
Wow. Really back to Chiswick.
Really great selection of beers. And a Thai kitchen, Thai dining room. I guess my perception of these places is it's going to be exactly the same menu as you get at all these other pubs that offer Thai food. This one's slightly different. So a few things that actually made me contemplate the idea. Maybe, just maybe, they're doing their own thing here. A lot of duck dishes, some really interesting, and a really good Thai tea ice cream, which definitely suggests they're making their own ice cream.
Nice,
really, really good selection. Excellent value. Typically generous Thai pub food portions. Really enjoyed that. And also got a little invitation to Blacklock. The chops people, and they who are famous for their Sunday roast with the all-in and the thing. So they've been a big supporter of Carl Yore. This, you see, it pops up on a lot of kind of good menus. So it's, kind of slightly older sheep.
Yeah, it's mutton,
yeah. So that would be, gone past, or like the tail end of kind of the sort of breeding ability. And Matt, the guy that runs, it's called the Cornish Project. Yeah, you can find it on the. I'm going to steam over this before he come before he finds it. He was hosting this.
Somebody told me that once.
Hosting a dinner because they've just launched. They're doing Carl Yore ribs.
Carl Yore ribs.
Yeah, and they were phenomenal. Some of the best things I've ever eaten in my life.
Oh, really?
Ribs. Mm. There was a Mexican barbecue place just outside San Antonio, name of which I just cannot get back. Years ago, and they did this amazing lamb rib dish, and it's one of those. It's a fantastically fatty cut of meat. Done well, it's delicious. And these mutton ribs, they're now on the menu, certainly the Shoreditch one and one of the other Black Clocks. I can't remember which one. Have a look.
It's like four.
So, yeah.
Or more.
I think it's, there's the City, there's Covent Garden, Soho, and
Canary Wharf.
Yes, and Shoreditch. I think Black Clock do a really, really decent job. It's a ridiculously good broccoli salad as well. These are not words you expect to hear from my mouth. Really, it's a broccoli and walnut salad. I think that's on the menu everywhere. It's really good. But do seek out the Carl Yore ribs. You're doing a proper thing for sustainable farming. And they are absolutely delicious. Some of the best things I've eaten this year. Hands down.
Yeah.
It's like some sort of 2-day marinade and smoking process. Really slow cooked, incredibly tender, fantastic. And a
couple of places I've had lamb's been maybe one of the yummiest things I've had this year as well.
Yeah, some good stuff. And it's cuts that wouldn't necessarily be used otherwise. Mutton, for some reason, we've fallen out of love with mutton. I don't know why. We celebrate the older. The mature.
Yes.
We may not be mature, but we do try and celebrate. Really, really good. I think I believe it's on the menu permanently now.
Okay.
I do have a look at the Black Clock. I assume .co.uk or .com. Not very well prepared, but the food was phenomenal.
Oh, good. All right. Well, been eating well. Hasn't been too long since our last episode, so that's good. We should do this again soon.
We'll do this again, and let's go and do a little
something east.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. But it was good coming down south.
It has been. Yeah. It's been west, and so I've got to find somewhere north now. We still seem to be a little underpopulated where we are, with kind of interesting restaurants and interesting food projects. Don't know why. That always seems to have been the case. There's been really exciting things in Peckham, East London, and stuff. Now seems to have spread a bit more around kind of where you are.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe it's property prices, maybe it's whatever else. But things like, there's an awful lot in North London that seems to be crying out for something interesting. I'm a little south of where we are. I guess you've got kind of green lanes and all of the stuff. And Holloway Road seems to be. There's a few little places around there now. So the Highbury and Islington. Maybe it's the start of the slow spread north. Another 5 years or so, maybe Finchley will be populated with
foodie land.
Really interesting, quirky little
places. Probably some good stuff there. What's that here in the background, Neil?
Oh, good heavens, I believe that is The Year Was Strange by E-Mum.
All right, okay, well that means it's almost time to go. TikiChris.com, not a lot going on there, but have a look. And then on Instagram,
great photos of Krita.
At Chris Osborne on Twitter. I haven't been on Twitter in years now, actually. On Instagram. What about you?
Yeah, always pretty much now just Instagram. At DineHard, as ever. It's pretty much food.
Yeah. You can find this podcast on allconsumedpod.com, I think.
We should probably look these things up.
And also on Apple Podcasts. And we got a bunch of episodes. We've been doing this for a while. So look it up, folks.
We're on a roll. Cheers, Chris.
Yeah, well, thanks for heading down here for this amazing lunch with me, Neil.
Cheers, man. See you soon.